Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etshalom. We're now Masachet Chulin, Daf Hey Amud Aleph, continuing with our discussion of Rav Anan's halacha, repeated in the name of Shmuel, that a Mishumad Lavudat Kochavim, who performs Shechita, that Shechita is permissible and we can eat from it. So Lema Mesayayale, perhaps this would be support for that halacha, and it's the same bright that we saw in the previous podcast, but now it's going to be used in the opposite direction. Akol Shachatim Afilu Kutiv Afilu Arel Afilu Yisrael Shumad Hai Arel Echidami. And again, what kind of Arel is being mentioned here? We said there's three kinds of people who can do Shechita, even an Arel, somebody who is not circumcised. What is that? Ilei Mashemetu Achav Achmat Milad. Can't be an Arel with a medical excuse, because his brothers who preceded him died because of Milah, and therefore his parents didn't do Milah. Hayisu Amalia, who is a regular Jew, there would be no reason to exclude him, that we have to include him. Elapshita Mishumad La'arlut. It must be somebody whose parents didn't want to do Milah on him, and he also didn't want to do Milah. So, Eima Seifa, Fil Yisrael Mishumad Echidami. What's the Yisrael Mishumad mentioned in the end? Eima Mishumad L'Devarachad. If it's somebody who's Mishumad for one thing, like he won't put on tefillin, Hanumu Mishumad La'arlut. That's the same thing as Mishumad La'arlut. Allah, Mishumad L'Avodat Kochavim. He must be Mishumad La'avodat Kochavim. He must be somebody who worships Avodah Zarah, Ravanan, and that supports Ravanan, that his Shechita is still valid. Lo, Li'ol Amei Malacha, Umar Mishumad L'Avodat Kochavim. Lo, I could reject Ravanan. Demarmar, Chamura Avodat Kochavim, Shkola Kofer, Ba'kamodeh V'chol HaTorah Kula. Avodah Zarah is so severe that if you reject Avodah Zarah, you've accepted the entire Torah. And by the way, the flip is true. El Mishumad lo todavar. What's Mishumad in that brayta that's included is Mishumad for Shechita, meaning somebody who eats Nevelot. Uchad Rava, just like Rava's halacha that we already saw, that if somebody himself eats Nevelot only because of appetite or economy, if we give him a proper knife, we see that it's proper before we give it to him, then the Shechita is valid. Okay, very good. Meitave, we have a challenge to this from the opening parsha in Vayikra. It says, Adaber b'nei Yisrael matalem adam mikem ki akriv. What does mikem mean? V'lo kulchem. Only some of you can bring a korban. Lotziat ha-mishumad, meaning a mishumad can't bring a korban. Mikem, b'chem chilakti v'lo ba'umot. This is a side point, but it means that this distinction of creed or behavior only exists among B'nai Yisrael, but non-Jews who are allowed to voluntarily bring korbanot, we don't make such distinctions, whoever they are, whatever they may believe, we accept the korban. But min ha-behema, what's the allusion? Lavi b'nei adam shedomim the behema, to include people who are animal-like, meaning they're not fulfilling their human potential, if you will. Mikanam rum mekablin korbanot mipush e Yisrael. We accept korbanot from sinners. Kadesh yachzuru ben tshuva, to inspire them to do tshuva, to know that the doors are open. Chutz min hamishumad umin hamasechet ayan mchalas shalom tov b'farhasiya. Except for these three, hamishumad, unspecified what that means. Somebody who libates wine to avodah zarah, and somebody who publicly defiles Shabbat. Now, haguf akasha, we have an inherent contradiction within this braita. Amart mikem v'lo kulchem, let's see if the mishumad. In the opening line, we said that the mishumad is out, and we do not accept his korban. V'hadar tani, and the next thing we said was mekablin korbanot v'poshe Yisrael. We do accept from sinners. So halakasha, that's easy. V'reisha mishumad l'chol ha-torah kula. We don't accept the korban from somebody who's rejected the entire Torah, who's left the faith, if you will. Mitziyata, the one we do accept from, is mishumad l'davar achad. He doesn't put on tefillin, he has orla, whatever it may be, one thing. But Eima Seifa, the problem is the last line. Chutz min ha-mishumad, m'nasechet ha-yan m'chalot shabbat farhesya. So, m'nasechet ha-yan m'chalot shabbat farhesya, public desecration of Shabbat, or nisuch ha-yayin, we understand what's mishumad here. Hai mishumad echidami, im mishumad l'cholat Torah kula, if that's somebody who rejected all of Torah, hai nereisha, that's already included in the first line, mikem, as being somebody from whom we will not accept the korban. If he's just somebody who won't wear tzitzis, one thing, then kasha mitziyata, because the middle clause said we do accept from sinners. That's a sinner, a guy who won't do one thing. What does it mean? It's not three who are excluded, it's two who are excluded. We'll accept from all sinners except somebody who is mishumad for these two things. But why is it? Because this is somebody who does Nisuch HaYayin. And Nisuch HaYayin is a form of Avodah Zarah. That's the root of the problem. And therefore, the fact that he is rejected like somebody who is Mishumah L'Chol HaTorah Kula means that somebody who is Mishumah L'Avodah Zarah is Mishumah L'Chol HaTorah Kula. V'tiyuvta, the Rav Anan Tiyuvta. We reject Rav Anan's report of Shmuel's Halacha. Maybe it means that Shmuel didn't say it that way. In any case, it's rejected and refuted. Now, V'ham Nehacha Nafka, we've accepted that is not the halacha. The question is, what's the source? Is the source Mikem and Behema? And that's how we know that a Mishumad cannot bring a korban. Mehata, this is a side point, because our issue is Shechita, but the source that we used here was the context of the Ola, in which the Mishumad L'Chol HaTorah Kula was compared to the, or Mishumad L'Avodah Zarah was compared to Mishumad L'Chol HaTorah Kula and put in the same place. Question is the prohibition of accepting a korban from a mishumad really sourced in the beginning of Vayikra? V'amihacha nafka, mihatam nafka. We actually get it from another passage in Vayikra Dalad. In the parsha of Chatat, it says, me'am ha'aretz. Am ha'aretz, unlike the contemporary use of the term, the rabbinic use of the term actually is a praiseworthy term in Tanakh, a member of the people. If one of the members of the people, one of the members of the community, violates the law inadvertently, they can bring a korban. Prat l'mishumad, a mishumad is out. Rabbi Shimon Yosi or Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon uses it from a different phrase. Asher lo te'aser abishkagav yashem. If a fellow does something that's not to be done by mistake, meaning hashav midiato mevi korban al shingato and hashav midiato and mevi korban al shingato. If he repents and changes the behavior when he finds out what he's done, then he can bring a korban. In other words, Asher lo te'aser abishkagah, he's not doing it because he's not aware. So when he becomes aware, he stops. That's the guy coming a korban. Enosha b'diato, I know maybe a korban al shingato, but if he wouldn't change his mind once he found out what he's doing, then he can't bring a korban. Which means that, let's say there's a fellow who says, I don't care about chelev. When he eats chelev inadvertently, and you tell him it's chelev, he says, so what? That guy can never bring a korban of chatat, because chatat is for those who did it inadvertently. V'yamrinan, my benayu, what's the difference between Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon? The difference between them is somebody who regularly eats, let's say chaylev, and here violated dam inadvertently, and when told, he said, "Oh, I didn't want to eat dam. I feel bad about that," and now wants to bring the korban. According to Tanakama, he still can't bring the korban. But according to Rabbi Shimon, since when he's told it's dam, he changes his mind, then he can bring the korban. And so we see, though, from Rabbi Shimon, that if somebody is Mishumad L'Chol HaTorah Kula, we will not accept a korban from him. Tosfot here deals with the question of what the position of Tanakama is actually doing here, and Ayin Shah. And so the Gemara had asked why we needed the source from the beginning of Vayikra. We have the source here. The answer is Chada b'Chatat v'Chada b'Ola. We need a source here for Chatat, and we need a source for Olat. What's Tzrichi? Why do we need both? Diyash min al-Chatat, if we only said the latter halacha, which is that a Mishumad can't bring a Chatat, Mishum al-Chaparahu, because that's for Kapara. We don't want to help the Mishumad get a Kapara. Habal Olat, the Doronhu, and Olat, which is just a gift, a Malikal Mineh, that might, we might think to accept. Diyash min al-Olat, if we only had Olat, Mishum al-Lav Chiyuvahu, there's no obligation to bring the Olat. Now, a Chatat, the Chiyuvah here, he's obligated to do it. Perhaps we should accept the Ola. Sricha. Therefore, I need the Psukim, or the allusion in the Psukim, both in Ola and Chatat, to exclude the Mishumad L'Chol HaTorah Kula. Parenthetically, the beginning of the first Braita had the word Behema in it, and we used it to say these are people who are like a Behema, which means that Behema here is obviously a derogatory term. Is it always derogatory? Adam Pasuk in Tehillim says, God, you should save man and beast. And here, what do we save? These are people who are innocent and somewhat naive, if you will, and they're like animals. In other words, here we're looking at the positive thing of an animal. He has no guile, he has no ulterior motives, and therefore he's like a behemah, and those are the people that we're asking God to save. So you see, behemah is a positive thing. The answer is Hatam Ktiv Adam Behema. There we have Behema next to Adam, so Behema is now in august company. Halcha Behema l'chudei Ktiv, but in our pasuk, min ha Behema is written alone. Of course, it says Adam Mikem. When you have Adam and Behemah together, that's always good. This is in Yirmiyahu, at the end of the Nevuah of consolation. He says, this is a bad part of it, that I'm going to plant Zera Adam v'Zera Behemah, meaning people who are not worthy. So Behemah here is negative. The answer is Hatam Hachal Kikra. There the text divided them. Zera Adam, Zera Behemah. Okay, Zera Adam Lachud, Zera Behemah Lachud. Okay, now Amar Chana Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, Amar Shua Ben Lev Mishum Bar Kapara. We have a report that Rav Yaakov Bar Idi brought in the name of Bar Kapara. And that's what Megamliel Uvetino Nimnu Al Shchitat Kuti V'Asruha. They got together and they said Shchitat Kuti is Asur. In spite of everything we've seen before, Shchitat Kuti is Asur. I'm going to Rabbi Zera Rabbi Yaakov Ra'idi. So Rabbi Zera turned to Rabbi Yaakov Ra'idi, who was the traitor who brought this report, and said, Shema lo shema Rabbi, Ela b'shein Yisrael omed al gabav. Perhaps the tradition that you heard was that Rabbi Gamliel made this takana only when there's no Jew supervising him. Kuti the shchit olam. He sort of ridiculed Rav Zera and says, you seem like somebody who's never learned. Well, we need a takana to say that if a kuti does shchita alone without being in the presence of Israel, that it's no good. That's obviously no good. So the question is, did Rav Zera accept this interpretation of Rav Gamliel, that Rav Gamliel's takana was even if a Jew is watching him, the kuti shchita is no good? Or did he not accept it? Well, let's find out. Toshma. We have a story that Ani Ra'iti Rabbi Yochanan she'achal mishchitat kuti. I, Rabasi said, saw Rabbi Yochanan eat meat from shchitat kuti. I, Rabbi Yasi, achal mishchitat kuti, and I did it myself. V'tohi by Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera was surprised about this and asked the following question: Lo shmi elohu, did Rabbi Yochanan Rabasi not hear about the takana? Tihav shmi elohu have mekav la. If so, they would have accepted it and they would not have eaten. Maybe they knew about it and they rejected it. Hada Pashid Dinafsha, he answered for himself. Mistamber the Shmielahu Velokibluah. Makes sense that they probably heard it and they rejected it. Why? If it's possible that they didn't hear about it, and had they heard about it, they would have accepted it, not eaten, that means that they ate something that's technically forbidden due to the fact that they didn't hear about it. How could it be that Rabbi Yochanan Rav Asi, these great tzaddikim, would eat something which is asur? Famous thing about the animals owned by Chachamim, how they wouldn't eat from gazelle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't even allow them to. Tzaddikim atzman lakosh again. Certainly Hashem would not allow a tzaddik himself to fall into such a trap. And so Rabbi Zera said it must be that they heard about it and they said that's not halacha. In other words, that's not what Rabbi Gamliel meant. The report is erroneous. Or the takana wasn't accepted, as we'll see a little further on. But if you think that Rabbi Zera did not accept Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi's rebuke and interpretation, then he had a simple answer for Rabbi Yochanan Rav Asi, we're eating from Shchitat Kuti. They must have been eating from Shchitat Kuti when Yisrael was supervising. And the prohibition of Rabbi Gamliel was when there is no Jew supervising. So it must be Allah Shvamineh Kiblamineh Shvamineh. It must be that Rabbi Zera accepted Rabbi Akraidi. And the proper interpretation of Rabbi Gamliel's takana is that even if Yisrael is supervising, the Shchitah of a Kuti is no good. And now we'll see why. My Tama Gazur Bahu Rabbanan. Why did they make this decree? Ken Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Shadra Meir, Rameir sent Rabbi Shimon Elazar La Atuye Chamra Bekutoi to go bring wine from a Kuti's house. Ashkache Ahusabas, an old man found Rabbi Shimon Elazar on the way. Amarle, Visamtasa, Kimbalo Achaim, Bal Nefeshate. He quoted a Pasuk of Mishlei, out of context, as we'll see. And in the Pasuk it says that you should put a knife in your throat if you're really somebody who's concerned. What the context is, we'll see in a few minutes. But he quoted this Pasuk out of context to say, don't drink that wine. So even before Rabbi Shimon Elazar got to the Kutim, he turned around and back to the mayor and told him what happened. Which means this Zakein, this old fellow, knew something about the Kutim. For Gazarlan, the mayor immediately made the Gzerah. My Tama, because evidently he did an investigation. They found an image of a dove up on Har Grizim, Har Bracha, and the Kutim would worship it. And therefore, at least some of the Kutim would worship Rameir Latameh to Chayish Lemiut. Rameir famously is concerned that even a minority existence of problem infects the whole piece. And therefore, he said, Gazaruba Atumiuta, the whole group of the Kutim, is now considered to be, we're suspected of Avodah Zarah, and therefore their wine is no good. Rav Gamliel held the same way, about Chayish Lemiuta, and therefore they made the takana that even if a Jew is supervising, according to Zera's interpretation, or Yaakov Edi's interpretation, even if a Jew is supervising, a Kuti's Shechita is invalid. Now, Pashto cried Mike Tiv. Parenthetically, what is that pasuk in Mishlei? Sakin Beloecha, what is it really talking about? B'talmin ha'shev v'fnei rabo. You have to see the whole context, that's why I put both pasukim together. Tani Rabbi Chia. Yiteshev lochom et Moshe. Lochom here means to sit down and eat bread with a leader. Bein tavin et asher lefanecha. Make sure you understand who's in front of you. Sabta sakin Beloecha. Put a knife in your throat. Imbal nefesh ha'tamin. Be very, very careful if you are somebody who's keeping an eye on, you know, your own life. Meaning, what's the interpretation? Bin. What does bin tavin mean? When you're sitting with the ruler, who's the ruler? Your Rebbe. You better understand. If he's somebody who can give you an answer, then fine. Then ask him questions. Then make sure you understand who's in front of you. He's a Rebbe, you can't answer your questions. Put a knife in your throat, meaning don't ask questions. But in Baal Nefesh Atah, if you're somebody who's concerned, then pro Shemeno, leave him and find another Rebbe who you can actually ask questions of. Okay. Now we have another story. Yitzchak ben Yosef, Shad Rabbi Abahu. Now this is 200 years later, 3rd century, Rabbi Abahu sent Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yosef to bring wine from Beikutoi. Ashkache Usama, an old man, found that Yitzchak ben Yosef, Amarle, late kan Shomrei Torah. So Yitzchak ben Yosef said, are there anybody here? Anybody here who's Shomer Torah? So evidently the old man said this to him. Rabbi Yitzchak went back and told Rabbi Avahu. So the two grand Talmidim, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Rasi, were told by Rabbi Avahu. And so they got to Beitin together and they made a ruling that Kutim are 100% non-Jews. Now, Lamai, for what purpose? If you're saying that their shechita is no good and the wine is considered yain nesach, like goyim, so mehatam gazer rabbanon, we already had a gzeira. Inu Rabbi Gamliel. The answer is inu gazer v'lo kibul minayo. The answer may be that Rabbi Gamliel's beiti made the gzeira, but nobody accepted it. And they came along and made the gzeira, and second time's a charm, and it was accepted. So, what does it mean to say that they are full, 100% non-Jews? If you live with another Jew in a common property, that Jew can negate or nullify his own ownership, his own stake in the property, in order for you to be able to make it an eruv, one single property, so that you can carry there. He can do that just by saying, I'm a vatel reshut. And that's what we rely on for all contemporary eruvim. But if he's a goy, he can't do that. Uchadatani Yisrael Meshumad Meshamer Shabbato Bashuk. If you have a Jew who publicly keeps Shabbos, even though he privately doesn't, Vatel Rishut Motend Rishut, he can still cancel his own Rishut just orally by saying it's okay. I'm giving up my ownership here for the day temporarily. She'enu Meshamer Shabbato Bashuk. But somebody who publicly violates Shabbat, Einom Vatel Rishut Motend Rishut. Shamru Yisrael Motend Rishut Vatel Rishut. Olei Kochavim Ad Sheyiskor. The basic rule is that a Jew can do that, a non-Jew has to actually rent it out to the Jew. Ketzad. Amarlo Rishuti Knuyalach, Rishuti Mvutelatlach. If the guy says, I am giving over, I am acquiring my property to you, then Kanav Enot Tzarich Liskot. Then that's enough and you don't have to be Zochah. But the point is that they made the Kutim 100% Goyim for that purpose, that for a Revechat Serot, their bitul reshut will not be enough. You actually need some sort of a schirut. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We're going to pick it up in the next podcast, continuing our discussion, going into some of the areas of Dmai and other areas of Mitzvot Baretz, in our further discussion of the status of the Kutim, etc. And in the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.